Turn to Jeremiah chapter 9. We'll read a few verses in chapter 9 and then a comment or two, and then we'll read some verses in Jeremiah chapter 10. The setting is that judgment is coming. It's past the point of no return. Judgment is coming. But there is refuge for the godly. It's interesting to me that in the book of 1 John, the very last thing John says, he doesn't say, "Goodbye, I wish you well." He just says, "Children, keep yourselves from idols. Little children, keep yourselves from idols." And he's writing to Christians, and he's saying, "Watch out for anything that can take your affections away from the one true living God." So we must be on the alert at all times. An idol is anything that you have an affection for when your affections should belong to the Lord God. So in chapter 9 of Jeremiah, let's finish out the chapter starting with verse 23. "Thus says the Lord, let not the wise man boast in his wisdom, let not the mighty man boast in his might, let not the rich man boast in his riches, but let him who boasts boast in this, that he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord who practices steadfast love, justice, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, declares the Lord. Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will punish all those who are circumcised merely in the flesh: Egypt, Judah, Edom, the sons of Ammon, Moab, and all who dwell in the desert, who cut the corners of their hair. For all these nations are uncircumcised, and all the house of Israel are uncircumcised in heart." I would say this would be a go-to passage. I know it's in the Old Testament, but this is a go-to passage for each and every one of us. Look at what are some of the things that man might be tempted to boast about: wisdom, might, and riches. When it's true that stewardship is a part of it. What do we do with our brain power that we have been given? Do we exercise our muscles? I mean, if we've been given ability to make money, do we diligently apply ourselves? Are we productive, and are we stewards of what has been given to us? But that's the point. What do you have that you didn't receive? Really, think about it. Why should you boast in anything that God could take away in an instant?
That's right, right.
There's nothing to be arrogant about. What does God delight in? Steadfast love, justice, and righteousness. What should we delight in? The very same thing. We should delight because God delights in steadfast love, justice, and righteousness as God defines it in His Word, not as a pagan would define it. Remember, there's no partiality with God. How does God define love? It is absolute. It is true. We go by that, and we love what God loves. Judgment is coming. Jeremiah states it here. And he says, only those with circumcised hearts will escape. He's referring to the new covenant. And if you go to Jeremiah 31, it's just a few pages over. I'd like for you to see it. Go to 31. Let's read 33. We'll just do 33. "For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after these days, declares the Lord. I will put my law within them, and I will write it on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. A heart change.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
That's what we all need.
Yeah.
We need God to step in and change our hearts. That's what it means to be circumcised by the heart. And only those who are circumcised in the heart will escape God's judgment.
Right.
Now we're ready for Jeremiah 10. And we'll read 16 verses of Jeremiah 10. Hear the word of the Lord speaks to you, O house of Israel. Thus says the Lord, learn not the way of the nations, nor be dismayed at the signs of the heavens, because the nations are dismayed at them. For the customs of the peoples are vanity. A tree from the forest is cut down and worked with an axe by the hands of a craftsman. They decorate it with silver and gold. They fasten it with hammer and nails so that it cannot move. Their idols are like scarecrows in a cucumber field. And they cannot speak. They have to be carried. They cannot walk. Do not be afraid of them, for they cannot do evil. Neither is it in them to do good. There is none like you, O Lord. You are great, and your name is great in might. Who would not fear you, O King of the nations? For this is your due. For among all the wise ones of the nations and in their kingdoms, there is none like you. They are both stupid and foolish. The instruction of idols is but wood. Beaten silver is brought from Tarshish, and gold from Uphaz. They are the work of the craftsman and of the hands of the goldsmith. Their clothing is violet and purple. They are all the work of skilled men. But the Lord is the true God. He is the living God and the everlasting King. At his wrath, the earth quakes, and the nations cannot endure his indignation. Thus shall you say to them, the gods who did not make the heavens and the earth shall perish from the earth and from under the heavens. It is he who made the earth by his power, who established the world by his wisdom, and by his understanding stretched out the heavens. When he utters his voice, there is tumult of waters in the heavens. And he makes the mist rise from the ends of the earth. He makes lightning for the rain, and he brings forth the wind from his storehouses. Every man is stupid and without knowledge. Every goldsmith is put to shame by his idols, for his images are false, and there is no breath in them. They are worthless, a work of delusion. At the time of their punishment, they shall perish. Not like these is he who is the portion of Jacob, for he is the one who formed all things, and Israel is the tribe of his inheritance. The Lord of hosts is his name. So the next time you feel a tug at your heart of some idol that is asking for your desire, your time, your energy, anything that belongs to the Lord and you are diverting it to some idol, I want you to think of a scarecrow in a cucumber field. Think about that for a minute. It can't hear, it can't see, it can't move. Kind of stupid, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? That is what God says about every idol, whether it's made of wood or stone, or it's anything in this modern techno world that could draw your affections.
Amen.
I want you to look at verse 21. It says, therefore, thus says the Lord concerning the men of Anathoth. I went to chapter 11. Let's back over to 10, verse 21. For the shepherds are stupid and do not inquire of the Lord. Therefore, they have not prospered, and all their flock is scattered. We have a lot of false teachers today.
Yep.
Be on guard, people. Please be on guard. And I'll finish with verses 23 and 24. I know, O Lord, that the way of man is not in himself, that it is not in man who walks to direct his steps. Take that to heart, to people. We can't save ourselves. We have a sin problem. We have a will problem. We have a heart problem. Our heart needs to be circumcised. We need to be given a new heart.
Amen.
Verse 24, correct me, O Lord, but in justice, not in your anger, lest you bring me to nothing.